Already we are on the sixth day of the octave of Pentecost. Of course, it is Feria Sexta, Friday, of this week of the octave of Pentecost. In addition, and we will look at two of the verses of the beautiful sequence that we have been saying or chanting all week, today is the feast of a wonderful Carmelite saint who was indeed filled with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And of course, the saints are filled with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and that is their cooperation with the Holy Spirit, when with the Father and the Son, is what makes them saints. Of course, I speak today of St. Mary Magdalene de Pazzi, Santa Maria Maddalena de Pazzi. St. Mary Magdalene de Pazzi was from Florence. Her family was a very prominent family there. And one of the things that is very remarkable about her is that when she was 10 years old, she entered the Carmel, the monastery. And, of course, her name was changed to St. Mary Magdalene. And her family followed closely because they were able to visit once a week in the parlor, as it is even to this day. And she was gifted with many things, including the sacred stigmata and the sufferings of Christ, especially on Fridays, the Feria Sexta, the sixth day of the week. And it is this that the Holy Spirit brings to those who are following closely upon Christ, those who are saints, who are trying to be saints. And so we continue, and of course, tomorrow is the last day, or the next to last day of the octave. The octave is actually Sunday, the feast of the most blessed, most holy Trinity. And with the coming of the Holy Spirit upon us, we now have a communion with all three persons of the Holy Trinity. And from now on, as I have said before, it is our communion with the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, that we are in communion with the whole Trinity and in faith. And so, we have seen these beautiful verses of the sequence. Of course, I also recall to you to look at and meditate on the beautiful hymn, which is particularly used on the Feast of Pentecost, but it's also used on all the special days of the Church, ordinations, consecrations of bishops, and also those who are taking vows in religious life. The Veni Creator Spiritus, which of course we shall be singing again this Saturday and Sunday. And then these verses of the Veni Creator, Veni Sancte Spiritus, the sequence, which give us many rays of light from above to help us to understand and to love the Holy Spirit all the more. Because you cannot love what you do not know. And so you have to come to know the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Give to thy faithful, confiding in thee, thy sevenfold gifts, those gifts about which we meditate in these days. And we have meditated upon them in the Novena to the Holy Spirit, which we said together in preparation for Pentecost. Thy sevenfold gifts. Seven is a very important number in the Scripture. 7 days of creation, the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, and also the many times that the word and the number seven is used in the Old and New Testament, including the sevenfold gifts. Give them the reward of virtue. Virtue must be rewarded by the one who gives the virtue, that is, the Holy Spirit, who comes in the name of the Father and of the Son, from whom he proceeds. Give them a happy death. And of course, if we do not have a happy death, that means a death in the state of grace, and hopefully also with the last rites of the Church, then everything is lost. We cannot go to heaven. We must have a happy death, and all our lives must be spent in preparing for such a thing, a happy death with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And that which follows a happy death, give them eternal joy. Eternal joy, which is what heaven is. Amen. Alleluia. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.